Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. He is definitely intentional. We thank God for tonight being here on Once Again. We just love God and we're just praising Him, just glorifying His name. God, we just thank you, God. We love you. We praise you, God. We just glorify your name. We thank you, Lord, for being so awesome and so great. greatly to be praised. We thank you for another night of being here with you, Lord God. Thank you just for just another opportunity to be in the midst of you, Lord God. Thank you for your blessings. Thank you for your grace, Lord God. We're just loving you, loving you, loving you. Just loving you, God, because you are so good to us, Lord God. You brought us through, God, yet another day. You woke us up this morning, and we're just so grateful, God. Can't thank you enough. Cannot thank you enough, God, because you gave us yet another day. And, God, we just thank you. Just take the opportunity right now to just worship him. Let's just give him some time for worship. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We worship you, Lord God. We glorify your name. You are worthy to be praised. We're just going to take a minute, and since I'm saying worship, I'm going to play this one song for you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, for the rest of my life. I will worship you, Lord God. I will praise your name. I will glorify your name, God, for the rest of my life. Hallelujah, hallelujah. How many have a praise on their tongue on tonight that they can just call up and just cry out to God and say, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, for the rest of my life. God, I want to worship you. God, I adore you. I love you. How many have just have a praise on their tongue on tonight, just a worship in their heart? Hallelujah. How many know that God is just so, so good and has been so good to us? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, because you've been so good to us, Lord God. Hallelujah. This day right here proves how good you are because you woke us up this morning and we're still here able to worship you, God. And we thank you, Lord God, for your grace. God, we thank you, God, for your mercy. And we thank you, Lord God, for your love. Hallelujah. God, you are worthy, so worthy to be praised. And we just thank you, God. We thank you, God. We don't want to take it for granted, glory to God, that we are here able to worship you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Just here again, glory to God, to worship your name, glory to God. We thank you, glory, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for the opportunity. We thank you, Lord God, to be in your presence once again, Lord God. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, to be able to say glory, 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 hallelujah. How worthy, God, you're worthy to be praised. I thank you, God. I thank you, God. You didn't have to do it, but you did, God. You did not have to do it, but you did. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Another week has gone by, hallelujah, and I can see just by the numbers that's popping up that you're here, hallelujah. You're here, hallelujah. Oh, what a blessing with all the things that's going on right now. You are here. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, hallelujah. We thank you. We got to stop taking him for granted. Hallelujah. Because the things that we have, the things that he does for us, he does not have to do it, but he loves us enough. Hallelujah. To give us the opportunity to come and just praise his name once again, to hear a word coming from him. Hallelujah. And we just thank you. I just can't stop praising him. And I just can't praise him enough. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Just to give him some of me. Hallelujah. When he gives me all of him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I don't know about you, and I don't know what you come to do, but I come to praise the Lord on tonight. Hallelujah, I don't know about you. Hallelujah, and I don't know what you come to do, but I come to praise the Lord on tonight. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory. When I say I got joy, 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 joy down in my heart. Hallelujah. Glory. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Joy, 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 joy down in my heart. When I see the goodness of Jesus and all he's done for me, my heart cried out, hallelujah. I thank God, hallelujah, for saving me. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Hallelujah. And if you don't know what to say or if you don't know how to praise him on tonight, just call his name because I promise you something will happen. Hallelujah. Just say, Jesus, 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 and watch something happen. Hallelujah. Jesus, 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 and just watch something happen. Hallelujah. You're going to have high expectations and know that if you call on him, hallelujah, he will answer. Hallelujah. Just listen. Listen for what he has to say to you. Glory to God. Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Call on his name. Hallelujah. It's just a Jesus, 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 Jesus.
Yes, yes, yes.
Jesus. And listen for the whisper in your ear. Hallelujah. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Oh, how I love you. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Oh, God, I just praise your name. Hallelujah. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. You can break out in a song if you want. Hallelujah. Oh, God, Jesus, 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 Jesus. Hallelujah. I know for a fact, just by calling his name, strongholds will be broken. Hallelujah. Chains will be broken. Hallelujah. Blessings will come down. Hallelujah. Miracles will happen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sickness will disappear. Hallelujah. Just by calling on his name, Jesus. Sometimes you just can't do anything but just, Sometimes you just got to moan because you just can't get it out. Hallelujah. But, Lord, I thank you, God, for being in your presence. Just if you just get in his presence, hallelujah, and just stay there and stay still and just listen. Hallelujah. I promise you, you won't get up the same. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. You won't get up the same. Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God. What a wonderful Savior. What an awesome Father. Oh, hallelujah. I thank you, God. Favor on your life. Thank you, God. I thank you for the favor. Hallelujah, that's on this line tonight. Hallelujah. I speak favor into your life right now. Hallelujah. Greatness, greatness, greatness. Expect great things. Glory to God. Expect great things. Hallelujah. Expect miracles. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. God is good. He's 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 good. Oh, hallelujah. He's so, so good. He's a good, good Father. That's who he is. Who he is. He's a good, 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 good Father. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 I don't want to take up too much time, but I just, it's a worship in my heart right now. Hallelujah. It's just a worship in my heart right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's brought me a mighty, mighty long way. Hallelujah. And he's been so, so good to me. Thank you, Jesus. I've never gone without. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. May not be what I want, but I've always had. Thank you, Jesus. My lights stay on. My water stay on. Hallelujah. I can drive. Glory to God. I can eat. Hallelujah. I can bathe in clean water. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I know where my children are. Hallelujah. And I know that they're safe. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Didn't get a call from the jail today. Didn't get a call from the hospital today. Hallelujah. Didn't get a call from a coroner today. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory. Hallelujah. I thank you, God. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, I've had tests done this week. Everything came back great. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. 50 and fabulous. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And it's all because of you, God. All because of you. I just thank you, God. I just thank you, God. Oh, glory to God. And I can go on and on and on and on about the goodness of Jesus. I can go on and on and on and on of how good he is. Hallelujah. On and on and on for what he's done for me, how he's done things for me. Hallelujah. How he just broke me free from things, God. I thank you, God. Hallelujah. I have no fear. Thank you, Jesus. No fear. Because I know that you cover me at all times. And God is saying tonight, you are my beloved child. I chose you because before the foundation of this world to walk with me along paths designed uniquely for you. Concentrate on keeping in step with me instead of trying to anticipate my plans for you. If you trust that my plans are to prosper you and not to harm you, you can relax and enjoy the present moment. Your hope and your future are rooted in heaven, where eternal ecstasy awaits you. Nothing can rob you of your inheritance of imaginable riches and well-being. Sometimes I grant you glimpses of your glorious future to encourage you and spur you on. But your main focus should be staying close to me. I set the pace in keeping with your needs and your purposes. We have four scriptures. The first one coming from Ephesians 1 and 4. Just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we would be holy and blameless before him. Proverbs 16:9, in his heart a man plans his course, but the Lord determines his step. Jeremiah 29:11. I love this scripture. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. Ephesians 1:13-14. And you also were included in Christ when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation. Having believed, you were marked in him with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit, who is a deposit guaranteeing our inheritance unto the redemption of those who are God's possession, to the praise of his glory. Thank you, Lord. I thank you, God, for that reading. So right now, get yourself prepared to hear a word that God has blessed your servant with. We're going to thank God, and let's pray for him, hallelujah, Pastor Flint, as he comes to give this word. And I know you might as well get excited, because I know that God has something for us to hear. Get ready to receive it, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus, because tonight I just feel it in my bones. It's going to be an awesome, awesome night in you, Lord God. I thank you. Thank you for each and every one of you that are on this line tonight. And we just know, hallelujah, that the miracles are going to happen and blessings are going to come down. Hallelujah. So just go ahead and get excited in advance. Get excited in advance because God is doing a marvelous work on tonight. In Jesus' name I pray. Thank God. Let's get ready for the word. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Praise God, praise God, praise God. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, how many? Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Stay down with the worship, stay down with the worship. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Lord, you are good and your mercy endures forever. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, how he loves us tonight. How he loves you. We thank you, Lord God, for loving us tonight. We thank you, Lord God, for waking us up with fresh blood running water through our veins. We thank you, Lord God, for all that you've done and doing and yet going to do in our lives, God. We thank you, Lord God, for moving hindrances and obstacles, God. We praise your name and we worship your name. Oh, Father, we just thank you. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh, you're a great God and you're greatly to be praised. You are a great God and you're greatly to be praised, Father. We just begin to just thank you. Hallelujah. We begin to just praise your name and worship your name and magnify your name, God. We just begin to honor your name, God, for you are good, God. You are good, God. You are good, good Father. That's who you are, God. You are good, good Father. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we thank you. Oh, God, we praise you and we worship you. We just magnify your name. She said, I don't know what you come to do, but I come to praise the Lord. I come to give him some praise. I don't know what you come to do, but I come to magnify his name. I say, come, let's magnify the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Say, I don't know what you come to do, but I come to shout for glory. 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 Hallelujah. 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 Excuse me. He's been so good. You've been so good. You've been so good. You've been so good. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty, mighty God we serve. Again, bless him. Hallelujah. Bless you, Lord. Bless you. What? God, we thank you. We praise you. We worship you. We magnify your name. Heavenly Father, we just thank you right now, God. We just praise you right now. We honor you, Father. We thank you for this. It's truly the day that you made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Father, we decrease now and allow your Holy Spirit to increase in us even yet the more, Father. That it be all of you and none of us, God. And every child of yours under the sound of my voice, God. Be blessed, God. Be blessed beyond measure, God. Let the favor of God run rampant in their lives, Father. Oh, God, let them realize that you chose them, God. But now it's their time to choose you. Oh, Father, we begin to thank you right now. We thank you right now. We praise you right now. We worship you right now. We magnify your name right now. And it's this hour, it's this time, at this moment, God, that we're here, God, to give you honor, to give you glory, to give you praise. Not about us, God, but it's all about you, God. Oh, Father, help me, Father, deliver this word, God. Father, strengthen me, God, in every aspect, God, that God, that you would have. This is the word that you have placed in my heart, God. Shortly, God, that God, that prepares for this time, God, and hearts, God, that are sorrowful and hearts that are grievous, God, that they can turn everything over to you right now, God. Things that are in their mind, things that they can turn over to you, God. Like you said, all things are working for their good right now, God. According to Romans 8:20, all things are working for their good, God. It's intentional. Joseph told his brother, you meant evil from this, but God turned it around for good. It's intentional. Oh, Father, and we thank you for it right now. We give you honor, God. We give you glory. We give you praise. In your Son, Jesus Christ, most holy and righteous name, we pray. And so it is. So we go, why do we do the things we do? Why do we say the things we say? What do you even say? It's all for a reason. It's all for a reason. That's what I told man. It's all A for. It's all for a reason why you do the things you do. Why do you say the things we say? When you look at what's going on in the world today, you look at Corona and people walking around with masks and gloves on. You look at the murders that's been taking place, the cops shooting and cops killing and people retaliating, and it looks chaotic, but it's all for a reason. But it's for a reason because guess what happened is that we, as the body of Christ, as the believers of Christ, have not died enough to ourselves. We have not died. We have not taken up our cross. We have not been to a place where said, okay, God, like Isaiah said, Lord, you need somebody to send me. We have not been that model. That's when we talk about being a faith fashion show, a runway model for Christ. We hadn't been that model. We have been trying too long to conform God to the image of man and not allowing the perfect work of God to transform us into him. But we transformed. But we've been trying to conform God instead of letting God transform us to his image. So, Father, we ask for forgiveness right now, God. Just as Isaiah said, woe is me, for I'm a man of unclean lips and I'm from a people of unclean lips. A man of unclean hands, and from a people of unclean hands. I'm a man with an unclean heart, and from a people of unclean hearts. Woe is me, God. Help us, Holy Spirit. I'm in Luke, the 14th chapter. I'm going to start on the 27th verse. The 23rd verse. Now, large crowds were going along with Jesus, and he turned and said to them, if anyone comes to me and does not hate his own father and mother and wife and children and brothers and sisters, yes, and even his own life, in a sense of indifference to a relative disregard for them in comparison with his attitude toward God, he cannot be my disciple. Well, does not carry his own cross, expressing a willingness to endure whatever may come and follow after me. Believing in me, conforming to my example in living, and if need be, suffering or perhaps dying because of faith in me, cannot be my disciple. For which one of you, when he wants to build a watchtower for his guards, does not first sit down and calculate the cost to see if he has enough to finish it? I'm going to stop right there. I'm going to say, Father, we just thank you right now. Father, we praise you right now. We worship you right now. And we only. I'm going to close your eyes for just 1 second. Just one thing, I'm going to close your eyes and just imagine what it's going to be like when Christ returns. We always watch this movie like Left Behind and The Moment After and all those things. But when Christ returns, when he cracks the sky and he returns, examine yourself, examine your life, take a quick examination of you, where you are right now, and ask yourself, will I be like Noah and get on the boat? Or will I be the one saying, Brother Noah, can I come into the ark of the Lord? Be truthful with yourself tonight. This is the night. Am I going to miss that boat? Am I going to see clothes flying around and with nobody's in them. I'm not going to be the one that she calls crashing the cars and fires and all different things take place, and I'm going to be here stuck looking at what's going on in the midst of more chaos. This is the time to examine. David says, search me, O Lord, and see if there be any unclean thing in me. This is the time to examine yourself. Listen, what it's going to be like when you crack the sky? What it's going to be like when God returns? What it's going to be like when the last trumpet sounds? What it's going to be like when the rivers turn to blood? What it's going to be like, hallelujah, when people are saying, follow me, trying to die, want the rocks to fall on them, want scorpions to bite them, snakes, and they can't die. What is it going to be like? Am I going to be that or witness that, or will I be caught up? And my Father, the great tribulation. Examine yourself, examine your life, examine where you are right now. Because tonight is the night. Starts with me. I mean, it had nothing to do with you guys. It's just me just dealing with counting the cost. I had a song when I used to gossip up, and it was just like it was the upper reason was one, but the other song was cross. That's why I'm going to take up this cross and walk. But we fell short, ladies and gentlemen, as we have not taken up our cross and walked. We don't want what that cross represents. We know it represents suffering. I understand. It represents death, pain, giving up of yourself. It represents a lot. That's why I say, have you counted the cost? He said, in the 28th verse, for which one of you, when he wants to build a watchtower for his God, does not first sit down and calculate the cost to see if he has enough to finish it? And the question is, which one of you, receiving salvation, really thought about what does this mean? What is the cost of salvation? What is the cost of deliverance? I know salvation is free. It's free. Salvation is free. But guess what, ladies and gentlemen? Relationship has a cost. Salvation is free, but relationship has a cost. I can be friends with God, friends to the Word, or I can be friends to the world, which has a cost. Friends to the world is enmity with God. It makes God your enemy. Relationship has a cost. We got to take up our cross and count our lives lost. Got a few questions, right? That you have put in my heart. And if anybody want to answer them, you want to, jot them down, or you can figure it out for yourself. But here's the first thing. Who are you? I said, who am I? The writer, I'm a child of God. I'm a child of the living God. I'm George Flint, the child of the living God, the child of the most high and true living God. I am his child. I am his servant. I am his manservant. I am his mouthpiece. That sounds real good, doesn't it? We can answer stuff so often on top of our little ritualistic words. But who are you really? Examine yourself. Are you really a child of God or just a creation of his? Have you really accepted sonship? Or are you just a creation? You're like the birds in the air and the butterflies and the animals and trees and plants. He created them. Are you just a creation or are you truly his child? Who are you? So we look who, what, when, where, why, how. And if you know who you are, then what are you called to do? What are you here for? What are you here for? So a lot of people listen, that's why we can't surrender ourselves, because we don't, first of all, we don't know who we are. Second, we don't know what we are, but we're dealing with an identity crisis. Identity theft. Satan stole your identity in the garden. Now you're fighting to find out who you are. See, because Eve didn't know who she was. So that's how identity was stolen, because by not knowing and thinking God was hiding something from her, the Satan said, hey, he doesn't know if you do this, you're going to be like him. Well, I was already made in his image and after his likeness. Who am I? I'm a child of God. I'm made in his image and after his likeness. Unfortunately, I've been conforming to the world so long that I've forgotten that who I am. I look more like the world than I look like him. I'm supposed to be his model, a runway model for the kingdom of God. I'm supposed to be a fashion model for the kingdom of God. Look at me. See how I walk, talk, smell. This is what the kingdom looks like. But instead, I've been got my kingdom right here on earth, and I've fallen short of the glory of God. I exchanged his glory for the world's glory, for fool's gold. Let's look at this. He says in the 27th verse, whoever does not carry his own cross, expressing a willingness to endure whatever may come and follow after me, believing in me, conforming to my example in living, and if need be suffering or perhaps dying because of faith in me, cannot be my disciple. First of all, he said, I'm a disciple, right? I'm a child of God, I'm a disciple. Okay, that's who you are. What are you here for? You're here to carry your cross. Carry your own cross. What does that mean? That means you're here to express a willingness to endure whatever may come and follow after Christ. Believing in him, conforming to the example and living, and if need be, suffering. Hallelujah. He said, I've learned how to live holy. That's what somebody said. He didn't say, I learned how to live right. He said, I learned how to suffer. For if I suffer, I would have eternal life. Then he closed his eyes and began to say, I can see him. And he began to say, when I see Jesus. And he said, it's amen. He said, when I see the one who died for me, when I see the one who set me free, it's amen. And he goes through another note. He said, all of my trials and every single last one of my tribulations, they will be over. But when I see Jesus, it's going to be amen. And he said, listen, he began explaining about counting up the cost on the cross in the 28th verse. He said, but which one of you, when he wants to build a watchtower, for his guards, does not first sit down and calculate the cost to see if he has enough to finish it? Otherwise, when he has laid a foundation and is unable to finish the building, all who see it will begin to ridicule him, saying, this man began to build and was not able to finish. And guess what? It's okay to not be able to carry that cross all the way. That's why you got to have help. Jesus didn't carry his cross the whole time. It was Simon, the Cyrene, carried his cross for him to Golgotha, to that mountain, for him to sacrifice himself. Carrying that cross means sacrifice. It's sacrificing yourself. I'm just, you know, we talk about the faith fashion show, and I'm just so caught up, man, in Acts the second chapter. When we look at those, when they were warned to Christ at the first church, as we call it, and how they were, man, to the point where they didn't care. They didn't care about nothing. They didn't care about how you perceived them. They didn't care how they looked. They didn't care how you thought they sounded. They didn't care if you thought it was foolish. And see, God took the foolish thing to confound the wise anyway. He took the weak things to them to break down those that think they're strong. You know, God takes those things that we look as minuscule, and he makes them minuscule. So when you look at those things, they didn't care, man. Peter, he said, Peter, you can't use this name no more. Well, I don't have no other name to use but Jesus. So what you going to do when they tell you that you can't use that name no more? You can't say the name of Jesus no more. You can't have your Bible no more. You can't. What you going to do then? Because the time is coming. The writing is on the wall, ladies and gentlemen. It's on the wall. You can't go in the store unless you got a mask on. Going in the bank with a mask on, asking for money. Who thought you would ever do that? I bet you never thought you were going in the bank with a mask on, asking for some money. You got to get tested to go into the doctor's office. I'm going because I'm sick. The time is coming. I ask yourself, am I ready for this? Am I prepared for this? Is my heart prepared for what is yet to come down the pipeline? Yet they were being flogged. And then God had prepared you. Guess what? He said, hey, I go to set up prepare a place for you. And then when I'm going to prepare a place for you, I'm going to send a helper for you. I got help for you to carry this cross and this call. What, ladies and gentlemen? The Holy Spirit. I told the salvation free, but this relationship has a cost. You got to, man, my God. He said, many are called, but few are chosen. You have been chosen, right? But now you got to do some choosing. Choose you this day whom you serve. If God be God, choose God. If Baal be God, choose Baal. You're in the valley of decisions. Now you got to do some choosing. Is that I choose you, Jesus? Is that what it is? I choose you, Jesus. Or do I choose me? See, there's a lot of questions. You got to realize that the rich man, he came and said, Jesus, I follow you. And then he asked him, name the two commandments. Love the Lord thy God with all your might and all your strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. Then he said, go and sell everything that you got and give it to the poor. He walked away. That was too much for him to do. Another man said, Jesus, I follow you wherever you go. He said, foxes have holes, birds have nests, but the Son of Man have nowhere to lay his head. Another one came and said, I follow you. He said, but first let me go say goodbye to my loved ones and let me bury my father. He said, man, listen, let the dead bury the dead. And anyone who put his, man, come on. You started to touch this plow and you turned away from this plow? Say, you're not even fit for the kingdom. You got to, so I'm telling you, a relationship has a cost. You got to count the cost up. One thing I liked about Elisha, when Elijah told him, hey, he put that cloak on him, that man broke the whole, I'm not going back to this town. I'm not going back to this awesome. He broke that thing up like it ain't no way I'm going to come back to it because I broke it up. And I made an altar out of it, and I burnt, and I sacrificed the oxen, and we're going to eat that, and I'm going to go follow you. Abram, forsaking all. Yeah, can you say that? Forsaking all, Lord, I trust you. Forsaking all, Lord, I take you. Forsaking all, Lord, I'm going to follow you. Paul said, I consider it dumb. I consider and I got a lot of accolades. Pharisees, I'm the chief of the Pharisees. But for this thing with Christ, I count it all dumb. Peter said, we've forsaken our wives and our children and our mothers to follow you. Where's our reward? For this. Oh, man, my God. To be beaten, to be flogged, we count it an honor. To be cut asunder, we count it an honor. To have skin placed on us and put us through the woods where the animals would attack us, and we count it an honor. To be what they call Roman candles. See, back then they had and they would put the Christian on a pedestal and set them on fire. And call it a Roman candle. But for this, they count it an honor. To live is Christ. To suffer is Christ. To go through is Christ. Our thing is, we don't want to go through nothing. We don't want to suffer. We don't want to go through. But then it's all hunky dory because that's what the preacher's been preaching from the pulpit, because we got itching ears, and so they preach to itching ears. They already know their assignment. I'm asking, who are you and what are you here for? What's your assignment? What disciples are you? We've been called to make, he said, go out and make disciples. So what discipling are you doing? And when are you going to do it? When are you going to get to your business and be about your business? When? And began to build and was not able to finish. But what king, when he sets out to meet another king in battle, will not first sit down and consider whether he is strong enough with 10,000 men to encounter the one who is coming against him with 20,000? He told Gideon, man, you got 2 minutes. When do you get to the point where you know your God so much that you know that God don't count numbers, he make numbers count? He said, man, I know God. I serve a God that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that I can ask or think. When I get to the point where he said, I serve a God that can do the impossible. He can do anything. God said, with man, it's not possible. But with God, it's possible. Christ said, with me, it's possible. With you guys, this feat is not possible. That's why I sent the Holy Spirit to make this possible for you. So I didn't say that I can do all things, not some things, not a few things, but all things through Christ. That's what strengthens me. That with man, it's impossible. With God, it's possible. Or else he feels he is not powerful enough while the other king is still a far distance away. He says it anyone and asks for terms of peace. So then none of you can be my disciple who does not carefully consider the cost and then for my sake give up all his own possessions. Abram was at a point, it's called Mount Moriah. God said, now I want you to sacrifice your son. Abram said, I sent Ishmael away and now you called for this one? How in the world, Lord, are you going to fulfill your promise to me that you said, for my seed, the world will be blessed? And if you're going to take the only one I got left, nonetheless, God, I'm going to give it to you anyway. Let's go, son. He began to move in obedience to sacrifice his son. Take him to the cross. That's what Christ did. He went to the cross. He began to move in obedience to sacrifice his son. He began to move in obedience to sacrifice his son. Going up that mountain. Son said, Dad, what a sacrifice. He said, no, the Lord will provide. And the God that he served was so awesome in his awesomeness, had a ram in the bush. The God that you and I serve is so awesome in his awesomeness, has a ram in the bush. But it started with us. It started us making the first steps. So our question is now, when? When are you going to get started? When do you pick up your cross? When is it, God, forsaken all, God, withholding nothing? I surrender all to you. Withholding nothing. Withholding my ego. I'm not holding my ego. I'm not holding my pride. I'm not holding my wife, my daughter, my son, my husband, my mama, my brother, my sister. I'm not holding my friends. I'm not holding my job. Withholding nothing, God, I surrender all to you. When are you ready to make that confession? I confess my profession. I give it to you, Lord. I surrender all to you. Then we're talking about why. Why, Lord? Why me, Lord? Why did you choose me for such a time as this? Why, God? I got to get Daniel. And I'm sure him and why, God? You brought us here. First of all, we had to go through the fasting to get to a place, to get to a place where they honor, you know, but then, God, why now, God? this man had to make this golden image and say everybody got to bow down to him, knowing that we're not going to bow. See what I mean? That's because they could have easily bowed down every time they heard the harp, the lyre, the song, whatever it is that made them bow. But they said, look at that, O King Saul. I mean, O King Nebuchadnezzar. We're not bowing to you, no matter what. And the God that we serve, we're not going to say whether he's able to deliver us or not, because we know he's able, whether he chooses or not, it doesn't matter. We're not going to compromise. We're not going to bow down to that image. So if you turn it up as high as you want to turn up the furnace, you ain't going to be refining us and getting this cross off of us anyway, preparing us for the glory. So if that's what you want to do, then let's go do it. Let's get to it. See, something about that fire, hallelujah, we sort of run from the fire, but the fire is what gets all that nonsense off of us. You know, I've been dealing with gold, and so when I see the gold man refined in the fire, they put the dust in that, and they change it, but it gets all the dross off. When it goes through the process, it gets all the dross off, all the other nonsense off, all the mercury, all the other stuff that's on it, all the metals and everything else, and then it comes back. That one of them said, please be patient with me. God is not through with me yet. And they said, when God get through with me, hallelujah, I will come forth as pure gold. So when it comes out of that fire, it comes forth as pure gold. And so here's the place where they said, okay, put me in here. Turn it up. Seven times hotter. The people that wanted to take him in, they burned up just pushing them in. But guess what they did when they got in the fiery furnace? Oh, let's talk about the fourth man in the fire as well. But let's talk about what they did in the furnace. Something we're going to do. They just begin to praise him, bow down and worship him, kneel down, get some theology, begin to just pray. Oh, God, we thank you, God. We praise you. We worship you. It's such an honor to be able to praise you and worship you in such a foreign and dry land. In a dry and distant land, we can praise you. No matter what, you got to praise on our tongue. God, you said that everything that have breath, praise the Lord. So we're going to praise you no matter what. Come what may. He said, come what may. Suffering, even to the point of losing your life, okay, and to the point of death. We praise you anyhow. Hallelujah. Praise you anyhow. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Okay, Nebuchadnezzar said, hey, didn't we put three of them in there? I see a fourth one in there. He looked like the Son of God. Called him out of here. Then he made everybody worship the God. Okay, now guess what? Everybody else who's going to worship the God is Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. We're going to worship that God. Same with Daniel. Okay, God, why now, God? As we already did, you know, we had to fast, and they had to tell this man what he dreamed and gave the interpretation of the dream, and now we are tested. And the same thing happened with Daniel. Even in the next generation, in the next situation, he had to be tested again for what he know to do. Like, what are you here? What you going to do? I'm going to pray. I'm going to be right at the window, and I'm going to continue to pray to my God. I don't care what kind of edict, what kind of decree you have. This is what I'm going to do. This is what I'm here to do. I'm not changing. I'm not switching. How many are you going to continue to switch? How long are you going to continue to halter between two opinions? I'm not switching. This is who I am. This is what I do. This is who I am. And this is what I do, and this is who I do it for. And this is when I'm going to do it. This is where I'm going to do it. This is why I'm going to do it. This is how I'm going to do it. Okay, you're going to put me in the lines in. Okay, thank you. Okay, sir, live forever. Okay. Oh, I just went to sleep. I had one line that was a blanket. The other one was my pillow. And the other one was singing me lullaby songs. Oh, live forever. Man, my dad is awesome. Well, let's talk about Sister Esther, right? She had to go before the king, and at the moment I said, hey, you think just because you got a position that you exempt from that decree that's been sent out to kill all of us? You know, that having to put some gallows to hang us on, you think you exempt from that? They're going to find that you are a Jew just as well. And then guess what she said? Are you fasting and praying? And if I die, I die. If he send out the shekel to me, then I live. If I don't, I die. How many got a man if I live? Whatever his will is, but come what may, I'm going to do the will of God. Come on, if I live, I live. If I should perish, I perish. But I'm going to do his will. Peter was found the honor to serve God to the point of death. John and Isle of Patmos, they said he didn't die. I mean, listen, they had put that man in hot oil. Come on. The reality of it is, you know, the people saying, hey, man, we're searching for, like, we're nomads in this place. I'm just talking about this world for a reason, because we're from this world, but we're not of this world. Am I an alien? Yes, I'm an alien, because I'm a kingdom citizen. Who am I? I'm a kingdom citizen. That's who I am. What I'm here to do, I'm here to be a representative of the kingdom. I'm here to be a model, a fashion model of the kingdom of God. And whatever it takes to do that. Christ got down out of heaven, out of his royal position to show you how to do it. That's what we said. I'm going to take this cross and talk, pick up this mic and talk. You know what I mean? I'm going to walk the walk, live the life, live how he lived. He lived a life being a model of excellence in how to be a kingdom citizen. I say, hey, man, tell them folks the kingdom of God is at hand. Put both your arms in front of you. Look at where your finger, the tip of your fingertips are. Stretch them all the way out. That's what the kingdom of God is. It's at hand. It's in your grasp. Where's my breakthroughs and miracles and blessings? Reach out and get it. It's in your grasp. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Seek first what's in your hand right here and his righteousness. And guess what? Everything else will be added and will be multiplied. All that you desire. And when you ask yourself who, what, when, where, why, how? How? I begin to take up this cross and I begin to walk. How I begin to say, God, I know that you've chosen me, but I choose you tonight. I choose you, Jesus. How? I surrender all to you, withholding nothing. How? I sacrifice me. I sacrifice my ego. I sacrifice my pride. I sacrifice my will, my purpose, my plan. I sacrifice my desires. Hold on, God. You said if I delight myself in you, then you give me the desires of your heart. So what are you telling me, God? Sacrifice my delight? No, brother, I'm telling you, delight yourself in me, and I'm going to make your desires my desires, and I'm going to give them to you because we're going to be in one. How I line myself up with the will of God and the purpose of God and the plan of God. How I no longer am being conformed by the world, but I'm being conformed. I'm being transformed by the renewing of my mind, but I'm being conformed into his image. I'm conforming into the image of Christ. I'm conforming to his will, his word. I'm saying, let this mind be in me that was also in Christ Jesus. That forsaking all, even though he knew what the cross represented, when he was receiving the instructions from Moses and Elijah at the time of the transfiguration, they told him, hey, man, this is what's about to happen. Now is the time. You already knew this time was coming, but we're telling you now is the time. Let's look at John the Baptist, you know, forsaking himself. He repent for the kingdom of God is in. Repent, be baptized, blah, 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 to the point that he got his head cut off. The lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life. These are things that keep us from picking up this cross. The lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life. Mexican, who are you? Well, I'm the son of the earth. He said, look at this. Verse 34 tells us this. Therefore, salt is good. But if salt has become tasteless, what will it be seasoned? It is fit neither for the sword nor for the manure pile. It is thrown away. He who has ears to hear, let him hear and heed my words. Ask yourself, from the salt, and my salt has lost its savor. And I'm supposed to be the flavor for the world, the flavor for the world, because I'm supposed to be the image of Christ being manifested on this earth. He told you, man, even the Lieutenant said, go your way, listen, carefully. I'm sending you out like lambs among wolves. I'm sending you in this area. But you ain't going by yourself. You're not by yourself. You're not by yourself, ladies and gentlemen. You got help. You got help. You got the ultimate helper. Heavenly Father, we thank you right now, God. We praise you and we worship you. We magnify your name, God. We honor you. We glorify your name. We thank you for this night, God. And God, we will take up our cross, God. And we will walk, God, according to your word, according to your path. And God, we'll look at 2 Corinthians 6 and we close and say, listen. We put no obstruction in anyone's path. This is what God is saying, so that the ministry would not be discredited. But we command ourselves in every way as servants of God, in great endurance, in sufferings, in hardships, in distresses, in beatings, in imprisonments, in riots, in labors, in sleepless nights, in hunger, in purity, in sincerity, in knowledge, in spiritual insight, in patience, in kindness, in the Holy Spirit, in genuine love, in speaking the word of truth, in the power of God by the weapons of righteousness, for the right hand, like holding a sword to attack, and for the left, like holding a shield to defend, amid glory and dishonor by evil report and good report, branded as deceivers, and yet vindicated as truthful, as unknown to the world, yet well known by God and his people, as dying, yet we live, as punished, yet not killed, as sorrowful, yet always rejoicing, as poor, yet bestowing riches on many, as having nothing, yet possessing all things. That's the last thing, and listen, here you go. And this is what I close with tonight. Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies, dedicating all of yourselves, set apart as a living sacrifice, holy and well-pleasing to God, which is your rational, logical, intelligent act of worship. Father, this is what we are. This is who we are. This is why we do what we do. We give you honor, God. We give you glory. We give you praise. It's in your Son, Jesus Christ, most holy and righteous name we pray, God. And if anyone under the sound of my voice does not know the Lord as our Lord and personal Savior, you press one right now. I'm not going to take it for granted that everyone on the sound of my voice is saved and has made this. I'm telling you, relationship has a cost. Salvation is free. Relationship has a cost. But you can be saved. You can be sanctified. You can be filled with the Holy Spirit. Make the choice today. Choose now whom you'll serve. If God be God, choose God. If Baal be God, choose Baal. If you press one, we'll walk you through. You say, how? This is how. We love you. And there's nothing you can do about it. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. So if anybody want to say something, add to, take away, this is the time. Press one, you can be recognized. One, four, three, six, your mic is open.
Hi, Pastor John. How are you and your family?
I'm blessed.
Thank you. I was listening to your message tonight, and I was thinking about how a lot of people's not taking what's going on serious. And neither did Pharaoh. He didn't take it serious when God said, let my peoples go, until he hit him at his front door when he lost his son. He lost his firstborn, and then he realized, oh, I'm serving a mighty God. Look who he done, look what happened. And that's where a lot of us do. We're so quick to hear, but we're so slow to listen to what God is trying to tell us and what God is trying to show us. We don't want to listen to it. And even when he give it to us in his words, like in Isaiah 26:20, when it says, come, my peoples, enter thy into thy chambers and shut thy doors about thee. Hide thyself, as it were, for a little moment until the indignation be passed. We don't want to shut our doors. We don't want to keep our masks on. We don't think it's, oh, it can't be us. It's not in our family. I feel good and I feel healthy. But you can be the most healthiest person in the world, and you still can get what's going on. To me, it's just like a virus, a plague, or something that God is getting tired of what we're doing on this earth. He's getting tired of his earth getting messed up. He's getting tired of his people getting hurt. And he's trying to save us. He's trying to tell us, turn around, repent before it's too late. But a lot of us don't want to listen to him. We just keep on wanting to do what we're doing. Your message tonight is a very, very powerful mercy. And it touched my heart, you know, because we do need to lean to God, understanding not our own. Because if we don't, we're not going to make it. And so when I get some message from you, I write it down and I give it to somebody else. And I've been telling people, a lot of people, to get on here and listen because it just, I can't even really explain it, but it's like this joy to your heart, to your soul. It's give you a piece of understanding and love and say, oh, I'm going to do better. If I'm not there yet, I'm going to ask God to help me to get there in Jesus' name. And he will do it because he don't change me a lot of ways. With the council, they said the council came back. And I think about the 23rd Psalm, the Lord is my shepherd. And as I go through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil because I know the kind of God I serve. And what is that for God have for me is going to be for me. And nobody can take it. If they say I'm going to die, if God ain't ready for me to go, I'm not going to go. So I just encourage everybody to listen and to be strong in the Lord. Don't let go, no matter how bad the situation seems. Even if you don't have no food in your refrigerator, don't doubt him. Because I have dug and cleared my refrigerator and found a pack of pork chops. And, you know, it made a meal out of some beans, you know. But God said he will never leave us or forsake us. But we have to first, we're going to have to bind in him. We're going to have to go to lean to his will and his understanding and not ours. And sometime I do think about, you know, the things that I be saying to myself, like when I had an appointment and they canceled it. And then it took for God to send somebody to me, get a messenger and tell me, You ever thought about this? Maybe God don't want this to happen to you right now. It's his will, but you lean into your own understanding. You're getting upset because they canceled that appointment, but you never realize maybe God didn't want you to go for that particular day. And I got to thinking about it. You know, I'm right. I was leaning to my own understanding. I wasn't leaning to what God wanted me to do. Why should I be upset? He's been taking care of me all these many years. So why should I worry about it? And I had just told him when I was on one test, I said, Lord, I'm so tired. I don't think I'm going to make it to the next. And when he gave me the freedom to not to go to that in the next and they rescheduled it, I kind of got upset. I ain't going to tell no lie. But then I thanked him and thanked the lady that brought me that message, that strong message. I never saw her before, but I thanked her because she put a little sense in my head at that moment. I better watch and watch what I do because God is watching me. And I just thank y'all and for everything, and I just pray to God to keep on letting y'all prosper because y'all is doing a good, good job for everybody who's on this line and listen. Because, you know, sometimes it makes you so strong it brings tears to your eye. And when I bring tears to my eye, I say, well, God, it's a joy I need to cry out to somebody. Don't hold it back. Just cry it out because he can give you that kind of peace that passes all understanding. And I just thank you in Jesus' name.
Praise God. Praise God. Glory to God. We just praise God for you and your strength. We just thank God for your obedience. And we always get a good word from you. So we just praise God for you on tonight. And we thank God that you are already healed in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You are healed. Hallelujah. Just walk in your healing. Just walk in your healing. Anyone else want to take away, give to, praise report, praise prayer request? Anybody want to tell the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for you? Press 1, and we will recognize you. Testimony. Six, 4, 4, 7, your line is open.
Thank you. I thank God so much for that message tonight. And I feel I am more committed in my life right now at this age than I've ever been. And I praise God for that. And Pastor, you mentioned a song, God just brought it back to me. I haven't sung it in a long time. But that song was my testimony wherever I went. And I'd just like to sing a little bit of it because I'm so in love with God, so in love with Jesus and the Holy Spirit. And I thank them for every ounce of strength that they give me. Praise them for healing me. Brand new body inside and out. No matter what the devil might say, I don't listen to him anyway. But I thank God. I've learned how to live holy. And I've learned how to live right. I've learned how to suffer. For if I suffer, I know I'll have eternal life. For when I see Jesus, it's amen. When I see the one who died for me, when I see the one who set me free, it's going to be amen. All of my trials, every one of my tribulations, they will be over. For when I see my Jesus, it's gonna be a man. And every day I keep falling in love with him more and more and more. You two just, you get me set up when I listen to the two of you and see how God is moving in you. It thrills my soul. You just don't know. I thank God and I love you. And I praise God for what he is in you and for what he's bringing out through you. That others that may walk the walk that you walk, when they see your determination, they'll want to walk the way God wants them to walk. He said, it's yours. It is you. Shana Bataya. It is yours for the asking. Hallelujah, Jesus. For I placed a shield. Shikona Makaya. A shield around the two of you, for my glory, Shikora Makaya. Let nothing stop you. Let nothing block you. Let nothing hinder you. For I have set a course before you, and I will be with you every step of the way. Prophet, come forth. Shaka, I used you as a baby, and I'm still using you now. Let it come forth. Okosha, in the name of Jesus. Harabokoda Makaya. Everything has been broken. Shikoya. Father, I thank you for breaking curses over all of us, Lord. Some things we don't even know about. But I thank you for breaking them this day in Jesus' name. And the Lord wants us to see those things that are not as though they were and hold fast to your confession. Don't let it go. God bless you. I love you. I love them both messages.
God bless you. God bless you. You know that song does something to me every time you sing it. Hallelujah. I thank God for you, Mom, and I thank God for your word. And I receive everything that you said on tonight because I know that that's a word that came from God. We just praise God for you and your life, God. We thank God for your healing and thank God that you are walking in your healing. And we thank God because you are a miracle, a walking miracle. So we just praise God for you. And we're going to continue to praise God for you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Anybody else have a word that they want to give on tonight? I have a cousin on here who has a testimony. She won't give it. I'm going to give it. You know who you are. I read the article today. So if you want to press one and give your testimony on how good God had has been to you and your vision, you could press one. If not, I'm going to tell it. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Well, I have a cousin on this line on tonight who had a vision some years, a couple, oh, okay, there you go. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
6732, your line is open.
Praise God. Praise God. I love you both. I wasn't going to say anything. I was just going to take this word in and let it just soak in it. But I just thank God for his mercy and his grace, allow you guys to feed into my life. And, yes, I had a vision a couple of years ago. And, Maria, you know, every time I need you, you're always there. I just don't have no words. I'm just truly grateful, and I give all the honor and the glory to God for this. Maria, I'm going to give it to you. I just don't have no words. Only thing I can say is I thank God for Jesus, because if it was not for him, these things would not be happening in my life. Man has nothing to do with this. It's all God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, Annette has a nonprofit organization called Blanket and Family. And what she does is she goes out into the parks, and not just the parks, but she goes to different places and she provides blankets, and not just blankets, but supplies to those that are in need, the homeless or families that are in need of supplies. And when she started this vision, we spoke about it, and I told her, I said, this thing is going to get big, and it's going to be too big for you to be where you are right now. You're going to have to definitely find some place to go and to hold this. And she just had an event. She sent me the article where they did a write-up on her where she was able to bless 100, maybe 100 plus, I'm not sure, but I saw 100 young people with books. And her vision was to keep learning going. So she got donations back a couple of months ago, and she was able to get books, and I'm not sure what else she was able to supply, but I know that she was able to supply books. And she does things, when I tell you, in the wintertime, and she has a testimony for herself because if I could tell it, she's a cancer survivor. And so when she was not feeling her best, and I know that there were times out there when she was not feeling her best, this young lady pushed. She has a twin sister, and they go out there together, and sometimes, I don't know how often, but I know that she's there. And she goes, and she's there faithfully. They provide food, they provide blankets, toiletries, and she will push. And you know they say pray until something happens and praise until something happens. That's what she does. So she's a testimony of herself, a walking miracle. I thank God for her because she'll call and, you know, she says that I encourage her, but she just does not know that how much she encourages me because I see what she's doing, and she's doing kingdom building. She's doing the work of God, and it's none of her. It's none of her. It's all of God. And I just praise God for her life. I praise God for her vision. I praise God because I text her today and I say, God is going to blow your mind for what he's getting ready to do because this thing is getting ready to get bigger than what you really think it's going to be or what you thought it was going to be. So I just thank God for her. And I thank God for Blanket and Families and how many lives that she's touched thus far and her team. She has a team that works with her. And when, you know, the winter months, when I see the pictures of how cold it is out there, and they still go in those parks, and they still go and do their ministry, I praise God for us. So, and that I love you. I'm so godly proud of you and what you're doing, and I'm so glad that, you know, when we talked about it, you pushed and you did not sit down on your vision. So you are inspiration to me. Praise God for you. Hallelujah. If anybody else wants to say a word on tonight, press 1, and I will recognize you. Uh, 6447, did you want to come back?
No, baby. I had to do it 3 times before you called me the first time. I'm just enjoying. But and it's in my spirit to ask Mr. Booth if he could take donations for us of towels and blankets, and we go out because it's for the wintertime. I think it's going to be very bad for people. And as you were talking about your cousin, it just was dropping in my heart, my spirit, that is something that is going to be needed. And I'm going to ask him if he will do that for us this
Praise
year.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
And
my, this is the same young lady that you helped before. So praise God. Hallelujah. Y'all, yes. Y'all might team up. Y'all know y'all some powerful women. Hey, glory.
Hallelujah. It's all God. It's all him. Yeah.
Hey, glory. I love the network. God is awesome. He does some miraculous things. I love how God just shows up and shows out at all times. Thank you, Jesus. Well, if no one else has anything to say, we thank God for each and every one of you being on tonight, and we just love you so much. We love you guys so, so much, and we are just honored because this. I know there's things that you could be doing, but you take the time out on Thursdays to come and spend that time with us. So we thank you for our family that's, you know, that's present, and we just thank you for your obedience. Hallelujah. Your obedience to God. So we just give you the, give God the glory, the praise, the honor. And on next Thursday, we'll be right here again, doing the same thing, worshiping God, praising his name, glorifying him, just having a great time in him. So next Thursday, 8 o'clock, same time, same number, dial in. Tell someone else about it. Bring someone else that you know that needs to hear a good word and needs a blessing because I've been blessed. So I invite people on every Thursday, but invite someone you know. And someone that maybe just want to hear a word or somebody who needs to hear a word, invite somebody on. Let's get this thing just spread out because this word needs to be heard. So we just thank God for Pastor Flannel tonight, and we just want to pray for him that you pour back into him everything that he's poured out. And we just give glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' name. We love you. Until next Thursday. There's absolutely nothing you can do about it. In Jesus' name, have a blessed, blessed, blessed week. Hallelujah.
Central Arsenal? Huh?